friend, you're listening to Life Coach in Your Pocket with me, your certified life coach, Rachel Bailey. Each week, I'll bring you inspiration, motivation, and empowering learnings to help you navigate life's unexpected terrains. I believe that the more we know, the faster we grow. So each week, I'll be teaching high-level coaching concepts that you can apply to your real life. Here's to accomplishing big dreams, believing in your inner champion, and living a life filled with ease and joy. Like all navigational tools in the 21st century, I fit right in your pocket. I'm a life coach in your pocket. Happy listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life Coach in Your Pocket with me, your certified life coach, Rachel Bailey, and a really cool guest today. I would like to introduce CJ Gilbert. So CJ is a speaker, author, and host of Ask a Web Geek podcast. I love that name, by the way. And thank he's you. Been a web, yeah, you're welcome. He's been a website developer for over 25 years. That's quite a long time to be an expert in this field. He teaches specifically business owners, entrepreneurs, speakers, and coaches, and authors how to think of their website like their number one business tool, which, by the way, I need this lesson as well, so that they can save time, make more money, and serve their clients better, faster, and easier. So I'm so excited to have you, CJ, especially as a life coach myself, as a business owner. I'm really excited to talk to you about your expertise. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on your program.
Yeah, you're welcome. So where should we begin? Where's a good place to start?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think the best place to start is to ask the question, why is my website important? Why should I even care, right? What's the whole point? You're not going to listen to the rest of this podcast if you don't care about what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you hear nothing else from me today, I want you to take this one message away from the podcast today. And here it is. Your website is the only thing that you can fully own and control on the internet. And I'm going to repeat that back again. Your website, your own website, is the only thing that you can fully own and control. And what we're hearing is all these other platforms that tell us to come to their platform and build a profile and build a this and build a that and invest into their website and build up their website. And see, here's the thing. This is tricky because there's truth in that. If we have prospective clients that we can find on social media, of course we want to be on social media. Of course we do. If having a YouTube channel like I do is a great way to attract people into your business, then have a YouTube channel. That's great. I'm not telling people to not play with these other tools. In fact, I say the opposite. All of these tools are here to serve you, and I'm here to help you make use of whatever tools they are on the web. But I always want you to remember, at the end of the day, you can only and fully control your own website. And we've all heard stories, especially in the last couple of years, of people who have tried to build a business. I'm going to just say the word on Facebook, for example. They created a group, they created a profile, they built it up, and then they said something or someone else accused them of saying something, and all of a sudden their page was shut down, their group was removed, and they lost it. They lost that source of revenue. And there's really absolutely no recourse because they never really owned that Facebook group to begin with. It didn't belong to them. It belongs to Facebook.
You know what?
Have you heard of that?
Oh, it happened to me. I had 20,000 followers on Instagram that I had built. It took me 6 years to build that platform, and I got hacked, and that Instagram account got stolen from me. It got reported over and over, and it is shut down. And I had to start over with nothing. And to be frank with you, I was at the point after building that account for 6 years where I was like, I don't care. I'm not going to do the whole creative, be on Instagram all the time thing anymore. So I think now I have like 1,200 followers because I'm just burnt. I was like, that burned me, and I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, my podcast and my YouTube channel is called Ask a Web Geek. I answer questions of all kinds. Yes, absolutely related to websites, but related to marketing and related to using social media. And I have a new social media club I've created, which I can tell you about later if it's appropriate.
Cool.
But the bottom line is I want people to use all the tools available to them so they can build their business. It's all about your business. And it's all about, you know, we're all busy business people, entrepreneurs, you know, and I talk with speakers, coaches, and authors all the time who are busy, and they have a particular interest. They have a particular focus or skill, right? I talk to business owners who they know how to fix cars or bake cupcakes. So they open a business to fix cars and bake cupcakes. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple days, weeks, months later, you recognize what you've done is so much bigger than I know how to bake cupcakes, so I'm going to bake some cupcakes. Now, all of a sudden, you're running a business and you have to think about marketing and websites and, you know, funnels and all this other stuff that you maybe never went to school for marketing or business, right? So people all of a sudden are faced with, oh my gosh, what have I done? All of a sudden I'm running this business and I don't really know what business is all about. So I'm here to help people from the technology side, teach them what their website's for and then how to use it better as a tool for their business, as well as all the other tools that are online.
You know, you're speaking right to my heart, and I feel like you're speaking to so many of my listeners who are like, I got into whatever it would be. I got into entrepreneurialism. I got into coaching. I got into writing because I love the thing itself, not because I want to run a business as far as all the administration work and all of figuring out the marketing and the funnels and the quarterly revenue news and the profits and loss reports and all the other stuff that comes with that. The reality is all the other stuff comes with that. My question, coming specifically from a coach who has gone to many different life coaching certification schools, and one thing that coaches are directly taught is, oh, don't worry about a website. As long as you have a Calendly account, as long as you have somewhere where people can book, you know, find a call, get on your Zoom account, you really don't need a website. Maybe you want a landing page. Can you go into, I know I threw a lot at you with that, but why a website? Why not just a landing page? What's the benefit of doing the website itself? So one of the things that I believe my audience is going to be curious about, just because being a life coach and going to other life coaching certification schools, one thing that coaches are told at these schools is don't worry about a website. You need a Calendly link where people can book calls. You need a Zoom where people can meet you, and maybe a landing page if you want to host mm-hmm. like a webinar or something. Mm-hmm. So could you speak to that? Where is this?
I would love to.
Yeah. Speak to that for me. Like, why do I need a website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? Let me tell it to you like this. So here you are, you know, you're life coach and you're ready to get your business going, right? And the first thing they say is, you don't need a website. Okay, great. I don't have to worry about that. Well, tell me what I do need. And then they start handing you things. Okay, well, you're gonna need a link where they can book it. Okay, so my Calendly link, got it. And then you're gonna need your Zoom link so that they can meet with you. Okay, my Zoom link, got it. Okay, I got that one too. And then you're probably gonna need a lead magnet to get them interested in what you do. Okay, and then how about you're gonna need an about information where they can learn about you. Oh, okay. And then you're going to need one of these, and then you're going to need to, you know, they're going to need to learn about what you do, and then you're going to need to have a place where you can follow up, and then you're going to need to, and they start piling all this stuff on you, right? And then you're holding all this stuff, but they already told you don't need a website, and now you just feel you're burdened. And
oh, yeah.
I would suggest the website is the place where you put all that other stuff.
Oh, so good. The image, as you're telling the story, I'm like, it's like when you go to the grocery store and you're like, I don't need a cart.
I don't need a cart.
Later, you're like, why didn't I just get a cart? This is ridiculous.
I just came in for milk, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying we want a website so we can drive traffic there. And then that can be the hosting spot for all of our other needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let your website be the hub, be the foundation for everything else that you do online. And that way, all of a sudden what you say to people becomes really easy. It becomes really crystal clear. You don't have to tell people to go six different places to get something. You can just get in the habit of saying, come to my website, come to rachelbailey.com, come to, you know, over and over, come to my website, click on this button so that we can schedule our call. Come to my website, click on this button so you can learn more about our program. Come to my website, click on this button so you can whatever it is. Let that be just part of your routine and let your website be the place that just holds it for you. You don't have to hold it anymore. And you've got this one source that people can come and then go where they need.
That is such a good point. And, you know, I do have a website, so I'm going to be very transparent about this. Hopefully my website designer's not listening. But I had a website made for me a few years ago. I'm sure my listeners have explored it. And to be honest, it's not exactly what I want. It's kind of clunky. It's I don't know even what the word is. Not very aesthetically pleasing. When you go there, you have to click on all the different tabs in order to get to different services that I offer. It's just not what I wanted. However, as somebody who's not techie, right, and I have somebody else building my website, I just kind of go, thank you. It's functional, you know, I can put a Thrive card on there. I can put my products on there. I can start my email list. Thanks. Yeah. Bye. So two questions with that. I think the first one is, why bother to revisit that? I have something, it's functional, whatever. Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody like that, like me?
Absolutely. You know, I recognize that it's something that I'm super passionate about because I'm a web designer, right? And but I also know when I first opened my own business and I started talking to other business owners, they didn't have the same level of clarity, if you will, that I did about the website. Their attitude was kind of like, why do I need a website? What's it for? What can it do for me? And they kind of had this idea that, oh, I'm going to open my business. It's like one of the steps to open your business and then you can forget about it. I'm going to get my business card. I'm going to get my website. I'm going to set up my QuickBooks and then I'm set. I don't have to ever think about those things again. Yeah. And I want to transform that idea to demonstrate we're in a digital age. We're in a world where you're not going to drive down the street and look in my storefront window and see where my business is and then knock on the door and come inside to talk to me. It just doesn't work that way anymore, right? True. So your website is now your virtual storefront. It's your virtual real estate. And it's the place where you can hang up your sign, hang up your shingle, and start helping your customers. And I want people to recognize that their website, you know, people hear this word website and they don't even know what that is. People picture something different probably, right? Maybe someone pictures something super small and simple and somebody else pictures something super big and complicated. And here's the truth. It could be any of those things. But what I really want your website to be is whatever is the right thing for you. And even more importantly, whatever is the right thing for your customer. When I'm talking to someone about their website, we need to frame everything from the perspective of your customer, your prospective customer, your current customer. What do they want? What do they need? And so I would say if this idea of a website intimidates you or frightens you, let's pare it back down to literally nothing. It's a blank white page, right? Yeah. What do you need on it next? Your name, your phone number, your email address? Look, we just made a website. That's as simple as it could be. What do you need next? You need a schedule link? Great. We'll set up your Calendly. We grab a button. We stick it on your page. Click here to book your session with me. What do you need next, right? That's how it starts to build. Maybe your lead magnet, right? Whatever that is. Think about your website growing organically over time. Day one, it can be your name and your phone number. Day two, you'll add the next thing. Day three, you add the next thing. Let your website develop as you need it and as you find more things to give to your customer.
Okay. This is making so much sense to me as far as why I want a website, why I need it, why I should care about it. Mm-hmm. I think what comes up for me and probably other people too, other entrepreneurs, is when I'm outsourcing something, right? Mm-hmm. So you can speak to this. And it comes back and it's like, it's not what I wanted, but I also feel inadequate to have the language skills or the jargon to say, this is not what I wanted. Or like, even like when I say, oh, well, aesthetically, you know, it's, I don't even know what I'm looking for, but I know it's not this. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend that I do I write as the person, as the entrepreneur that's advocating for somebody else to build my website. How do I talk about that if what I'm talking about?
That's a great question. I think that now is the greatest time to mention that I have a free resource for your audience to take advantage of.
Okay.
And it's a complimentary course that I've created that really walks someone through what is a website for and how can it impact your business. And inside that course, we talk about the aspects of the website that make it most important to you in terms of your search, your sales, and your service. Your search is the idea of how people find you, how they're looking for you. Your sales is the aspect of attracting new customers to you, leading them through the sales journey, whether it's a simple process or you've got multiple steps, your website can help you and help them. And then also as a tool for your customer service, as they need ongoing information and resources and forms, that can be something else that you add to your website. So I'm going to offer this course as a free, totally complimentary course to your audience to really ask themselves the questions and figure out how to use the language to then get what you need out of your website. And
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that.
it really begins with these two most important questions. Number one, what are my goals for the website? And number two, who is my target audience? And I'll talk about the first one super briefly. When I ask people, what are your goals for your website? I get a blank look. They're like, I didn't even know. Goals for my website? Like, what? I didn't even know my website could have goals. Like, I don't understand what you're asking me.
It's
And
one
I
of those things, sorry to interrupt you, but it is literally one of those things where entrepreneurs are like, I don't know, so I need one, right? Like, that's just what I've heard through the grapevine, need a website. And so we get one, right? And it's like, what do I need next? An email list, get one. What do I need next? YouTube, get one. I don't know why or
Absolutely.
what I'm doing.
So I totally recognize that when you first start watching this video series, it's the first question I ask you, but I also understand you don't have an answer for it yet, especially if this is the first time you've ever thought about it. So my recommendation is that's okay. That's okay because it's almost intentional because if you have to have goals to know where you're going, but if you don't know what the goals are, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to build it. So my advice is it's okay if you don't know. Once you go through the course, they're small videos, they're simple, then all of a sudden you're gonna have some ideas. Now you can actually come back to video one, and when I say what are the goals for your website, you'll actually have an answer. Oh, I want to use it to help me with my sales. I want to use it to help me with my customers and my customer service. You know, just having simple ideas like that, all of a sudden makes it a lot clearer what you wanted to do and what you needed to do. So
I see
that
what you're
course,
saying.
yeah, go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, like, some of the goals without doing your course, which I go do, I think some of the goals for my website is to have a place where I can interact with clients. Or not even clients, prospects, people that listen to the podcast, right? So if they want to go and download something free, it's there. We can start a relationship. They can join my email list, things like that. So I would say, like, yes, sales and also relationship building is probably
Yes.
my number one goal for my website.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm understanding now. It's like, why
Good.
the website? I don't know. Like, maybe I should think about some of these things first.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have this idea that it's something that I've kind of come up with in the last few weeks that we kind of have this idea that we're climbing a mountain and the mountain looks like this and we have to like work our way up the mountain like this, and when we get up here, we win or we succeed or something like that. And we often too we feel like we're going up and then we're sliding back down again. And then we're going up and then we're sliding back down again. And I don't think it's like that. I think what it really is that we're walking around the mountain. And it's not so much that we start over, but when you walk around the mountain, you're at a different place when you get around to this side again. You're a little higher up on the mountain. So it's not like you're starting over. It's like you've gained knowledge and experience so that when you come around the side again, you're in a little different place. You're higher up on the mountain. I want people to see their business journey as this, I'm walking around the mountain, but I'm getting a little higher on the mountain every time we go around it.
Wow.
Instead of this idea that I'm just running in circles and I'm not getting anywhere.
Right.
Right.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs feel like, especially in the beginning, when you're mm-hmm. like, I'm spinning my wheels. I don't know what the H I'm doing. Like, ugh. You know, like
yeah.
I'm just doing all the things because so I heard that I need to do all the things without any real vision or goal or. So I think I want to speak to something you said, which is like, we want to make progress. And I mm-hmm. think in order for us to know that we're making progress and to be able to celebrate that progress, we mm-hmm. need a goal, right?
Absolutely.
If we don't have a goal, we are just running around the mountain over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate that visual because it's like, oh yeah, like goals help us to understand where I'm going.
Right.
And if I know where I'm going, then I can celebrate my success. If I don't know where I'm going, I'm never going to be able to celebrate my success. And I'm just going to feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I yeah. have a question for you about, because I'm not a tech person at all.
Sure.
And, you know, my website's there. I drive traffic as much as I can, right? Through my podcasts
right.
or through my social media sites. I'm the one that's doing the grunt work to get people to look and care. Mm-hmm. What's a better way? Like, how do I drive traffic to the website without just saying, please, anybody, go to my website? How do I get people to find me?
That's a great question. That's a great question. So I want to approach it in two different directions.
Okay.
So and I think for both of these points, the idea is still the same, and that is give them a reason to go there. Give mm-hmm. them a reason.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm hearing you say is you're on social media and you're saying, come to my website because you probably have a because.
Yes.
Because I want you to grab this free information
yes.
or sign up for this course or this webinar. So you're right. probably already doing that kind of a thing. You know, you're
I
giving
am.
Them
yes.
the reason to go there, which means you already have on your website the thing for them to get. Maybe that's your lead magnet, but for them, that's a resource they need. It's a checklist they need to move out of the place where they're stuck.
Yeah.
So give them that reason. So this is from the perspective of, I'm out in the world and I'm telling people, here's a resource for you. You can come right over here and get it. Now, I think the other half of your question is, how do I just naturally draw people into my website? And the yeah. answer for that is you have resources, articles, information, or a blog that has information that people are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough right now because Google and the algorithms are changing and, you know, how people find information is changing and AI is having an impact on the way search works. So I understand that the landscape is shifting and it can be confusing. It can feel like you're walking through quicksand. And by right. the way, you may have noticed my whole theme in my business and everything is the jungle, because the internet is a jungle. It's really easy to get stuck or find yourself lost or not know where you're going next.
That's and great.
That's why I have this whole theme. That's why I call my business Jungle Studios, and you'll see the vines and everything else, because it's so easy to get lost in the jungle that is the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I get like having a reason, right? Like mm-hmm. I call them freemiums, but lead
yes.
magnet, I'm going to give you this thing. I'm going to, and mm-hmm. I've done before on the podcast. I have a conflict resolution script. It's free. Mm-hmm. Here it is. What if I want my website to be more searchable, more findable? Like, I'm not techie. I don't know. Is there a way I can like cheat the algorithm, like use certain words to get my website found?
Sure. Absolutely. So I like the analogy of fishing. We're kind of fishing for people to come to our website. And, okay. and the way that we have to attract the fish is with bait. And the bait is the helpful resource or information that people want and are looking for. And yes, certainly if you're on social media, you can say, I have a helpful resource, here it is, come get it. But the other aspect of that is you're already thinking, let me refer back a few minutes ago when we were talking about the two most important questions. What are your goals for your website? Number two, who is your target market? That is so important for you to know. It is so important for you to know, who are your people? Who are we serving? Who are we talking to? Because once you have a really clear picture in your mind of who that person is, you can even maybe see him or her in your mind, even give her a name that you can actually speak to her in all of your marketing. This transforms all of your marketing because now you have a specific person to whom you are writing in your website, in your email, in your social media, and in your blog posts.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're thinking about that person and you're thinking about what she needs, you're going to ask yourself, what is she looking for? What does she need next? What does she want? What are resources, tools, guides, things that I can help her? And of course, if it's related to your business, great. But here's another thing. It doesn't have to be directly related to your business. Because if you're serving a particular group of people or a particular person, you're going to understand the things they need, the tools and the resources that they need. If you can begin to gather that information for them on your website, that's a great way to start building up a blog. I'm using this word blog. It basically just means a place where you're publishing articles to your website. And the idea of blog is more like a diary or a web log where it's date-based. In other words, if I publish an article today, it shows up at the top. So you can see what the most recent article is. As you're thinking about what does my customer need, what does my people need, you're going to begin to add that information. And here's the other side of it. If you start building up this pool of resources, these articles of things they need, tools they need, resources they need, information, you're automatically creating the bait. And now, here's where the search engines come in. Now, when a person who doesn't know you goes out to the internet and they ask the question, how do I find this resource about whatever it is? All of a sudden, Google sees the article on your website that where you have that, and they say to this person, oh, the information you're looking for is right over here. And here's something people don't know. Not everyone comes to your website through the front door. If I give you my business card, if I send you the link to my homepage, you're coming in through the front door of my website. But if you're doing a search for some resource or tool that you need, Google sends you right to the page the information is on. You're not coming in through the front door. You're landing on that article to see the information. And if it's a good one, and if it's valuable, and if you've thought about what they need and you've provided it for them, they're going to be like, oh, this is awesome. Who is this person? What is she doing?
I've totally done that before. Right? Like, I'm recipe, and I'm like, who's this person? I need more from them. I have totally done that before. Yes.
So that's the idea of thinking about who is your person first and then starting to build up resources and tools and stuff that can help that person.
Right. Okay. And I also was picking up while you were talking about, you know, getting them in through the side door, through the back door, wherever is, this is another reason why your blog or whatever it is should be attached to your website, because if it's not attached to your website, right, and you're just driving traffic to a blog, how are you going to stay in relationship with that person or move them forward on their customer journey with you if they're on a different website? So good.
That was a brilliant insight. I just saw the light bulb go off over your head as you connected that. That is beautiful. You're 100% correct. If you take that genius information that you've come up with and then you put it on someone else's platform, you've just built up the search engine optimization benefit of that other platform. Of course they want you to come to their platform and add articles. Of course they do.
Right. Even Instagram, like as you're talking, I'm like, oh, I'm so convicted because all of my best stuff goes on Instagram. I need to start moving it over to my website where I
produce
newsletters and articles and blogs. Such a good reminder. I have one more question for you because I think a lot of times new entrepreneurs, and I don't just think this, I know this. New entrepreneurs think, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to build the website myself because it's cheaper, because I'm new, because I don't have all the, you know, these financial resources to just outsource everything. And then they build this website themselves. I have done it. Why not do that? I know why not to do that, because I've been there, done that, and whatever. We don't need to go there. But from the expert's position, why would I not want to just build it myself?
That's a great That's a great question. And I think I'm going to give you two answers that sound completely contradictory,
okay.
But they're really not. They really go together. Okay. So the first answer is I'm new to business. I have maybe a very limited amount of money and, you know, et cetera, to invest in it right now. And that's typically the reason why someone chooses to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tools out there that make it easier than ever to build your own website. And I really don't have any problem with people using those tools. In fact, I've created resources that you can use while you're building your own website, because that, you know, that's an example of a benefit. You could use the course we've been talking about. It's free for you to access. And then you use that information to build up your own website over time. That's great. If that's where you are now, do it. Take one step and then take one more step. I'm all about taking one small step at a time to build up your business.
Right.
And you are also correct. At some point, you'll probably reach a place where it makes more sense for you to hire a professional to make you a really great website. Because the truth is, people are going to completely judge you based off of your website. They're going to judge your services, your professionalism. Here's what I'm getting at. If you are not a website designer, they are going to judge the thing you're actually good at based off of how the thing you're not good at, right?
Oh,
and isn't that a shame? I've seen people make terrible, terrible websites and they're like, why is no one interested in my business? I'm so good at what I do. And I'm like, I get that you're really good at what you do, but your website is awful. And so they come to it and they're like, ew, I don't even want to stay here for another second. And they leave.
Okay. And I'm laughing because it's like, as a new entrepreneur, I think people are under the assumption, which is a limiting belief, oh, I'm going to save money and do this myself. But what I want to reframe for people is you're not going to be as good as an expert. So sorry to tell you, I'm going to use myself as an example.
Yeah.
My website ever was crappy. It was just awful, but it was like, well, I saved a dollar. But the amount of time and effort and energy that went into like building this piece of crap website, did I really save any money? I mean, if I did what I do best, right, as a coach, making hundreds of dollars an hour, why am I going to not then outsource this tool to somebody else that's better at it than me? So I just wanted to say, I'll get off my soapbox now, but it's like, just outsource. If it's not something you're good at, what a waste of time and energy and just like the mental stress of like, hey, this looks like crap, but whatever, it was free. It's like,
But you know what's interesting about people is sometimes they need the struggle before they can appreciate the benefit, you know? It's almost like I have a better time with clients after they've tried to do it themselves, and then they come to work with me because they're more appreciative.
Yeah. And I can see that. And I've also learned, like, this is what I don't want because I just did it myself and it was terrible.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. Way more appreciative. And, you know, I still struggle with this as an entrepreneur. I just like a real story. I have been thinking about hiring a nanny hold on one second. So I've been thinking about hiring a nanny because I'm working from home. I have clients during the day and I'm also trying to write a book and I don't have that much time to focus on the back end stuff of my business because everything's front facing except for my book. And my son only sleeps 2 hours a day for his nap. So that gives me like roughly 2 hours a day where I can do back end stuff or work on my book. And then the rest of the time my husband takes over so I can see clients and do the front end stuff of my business. Okay. All of that to say, I've been an entrepreneur for years and I still struggle with sometimes just outsource. So finally I got a connection of my neighbor who's like, oh, I have this great sitter. She's amazing. You're going to love her. And my brain first went to how much, you know, is this in the budget?
Yeah.
I talked to the babysitter. She's not even 18 years old, but she's fabulous. She's like the oldest of five children. I say that to say when we got to the money discussion, she was like, I'm $8 an hour. And my brain was like, Why have I been telling myself that I can't afford this when in reality I can find something that's awesome and within my budget and is totally worth it to me and gonna give me the time that I need to do what I need to do in my business? So, just like a lesson that came, comes to me again, it's like going
Absolutely.
around the mountain again because I did
Yes.
that the first time of like, pay somebody else who's an expert at what they do so you can be the expert at what you do.
Right. Absolutely. And that's something that we learn as we go. Sometimes we have to learn it the hard way. Sometimes we have to learn it over and over and over and over again. But you mentioned the phrase limiting beliefs. That's where it all comes from, right? It's almost like there's an enemy sitting on your shoulder whispering mean things in your ear, and some of them sound true, but most of them are lies. And either way, it keeps you stuck and it keeps you from moving forward. And just like that lie of you can't afford it, you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And then you ask the question, and she was like $8. And you're like, why didn't I have this conversation like 40 hours ago? I could have saved myself like 40 hours of arguing in my head if we just would have talked about it and I would have found out it was $8 like 3 weeks ago.
Home I told my husband, and he's like, "You know, we're gonna pay her more than that." And I'm like,
Right.
"No, we are going to pay her more than that."
Right.
But it was just the realization of like in my head, I've been like, this is gonna be thousands of dollars a month. That's just for me to like do the back end stuff of my business. Is that
Yeah.
worth it? Blah, blah, blah. Like the whole battle. And then I just went and was like, you know what? I'm just gonna find out and find out the ticket price and go, oh my God, so worth it. Here, write you a check. It's done.
Absolutely.
It's off my plate. We don't have to have the discussion anymore. And I
Absolutely.
say that to say to entrepreneurs, find out first. Like, you need to find out first. You need to figure out, is it worth it for me really truly to do it myself? If what I'm making per hour is X and what somebody else is going to charge me is Y, and I'm going to get time back to go do the thing that I'm a genius at, why would I not
Right.
outsource it to somebody who's
Yeah.
an expert?
That's something we have to learn as we go. And it just keeps being true over and over and over again, because you're right. It's whether you look at it from the position of money, whether you look at it from the position of time, or whether you look at it from the position of energy, either one of those, and especially all three added together, you're going to get your money's worth, time worth, energy worth to have someone else help you with the process.
So
Now,
good.
it's true that you may not find that right person the first person you interview, right?
Oh,
You
yeah.
may need to talk to a couple people. That's okay. You may need to find out what other people are saying about working with those people. That's okay. That's part of the process too. But recognize that if you want to do it yourself, it's like you have to, before you can do it, you have to learn it.
Yes.
So whatever you're thinking, double the amount of time that you think it's going to take because you've got to learn it before you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And now triple it because then you got to, plan in for mistakes because you're not going to do it right the first time. And
Yep.
then quadruple it because chances are you're going to need to refine or revise something. So recognize that
Yeah.
1 hour just turned into 4 hours and now you're drinking a little
Oh, at
extra at night.
least.
You know what I'm
At
saying?
least.
So.
Until you're pulling your hair out going, I just don't. I'm done. I'm done.
Right.
Just throw the computer across the room.
Absolutely.
So, CJ, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you really want to share?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want people to recognize your website is the only thing you can fully own and control. It's a
Yeah.
valuable tool in your business if you think of it as a valuable tool in your business. What kind of tool is it? Well, it's a tool that people can use for your sales and your customer service. I
Yeah.
want people to recognize that your website can be a tool not just for, quote, your sales, but for each step of your sales process. For example, they come to your website the first time and they're just kind of getting to know you, right?
Yeah.
I love this expression. When we're talking about sales on your website, I repeat this a lot. People choose the familiar. People choose the
Oh.
familiar. We want them to come to your website. We want them to start looking through, see pictures of you, see pictures of your staff, see pictures of your business, see some of your happy clients, read about what you do. as they're going through that process, they're developing a familiar feeling for you. And when they're ready to make a buying decision, they're going to rely on that feeling about who they want to work with. And we used to think that people made sales and buying decisions based completely off of facts and reason and logic. And now we know that is not true at all. People completely make up their mind based on how they feel, and then they justify it with the facts.
Yep.
A website is a perfect place to do both. Definitely give them the facts. Definitely give them the information that they need to make that buying decision. But remember that part of the process, a huge important part of the process, is them getting to know you and becoming familiar with you. So don't just see it as they're going to come to my website once. See it as they're going to come to my website once just to kind of feel me out. Then they're going to come back a second time to actually take a step. Maybe it's sign up for my free course.
Right.
Now you're going to watch my video series. Guess what? You're going to do two things while you're watching my video series. You're going to laugh at me, and you're probably accidentally going to learn something along the way. And while you're doing that, you're going to be developing a familiar feeling for me. See, the cool thing about creating videos and creating all the stuff and podcasts and the stuff we're doing right now is we're doing it one time in our actual life. You and me right now are talking in this moment, but someone's going to watch this a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a year from now.
Yep.
And this is like the concept of infinite time, because this one thing we're doing is going to magnify and grow and multiply. And a year from now, someone's going to watch this and they're going to see us talking and they're going to really like what we're doing and who we are and feel really good about us. And they're like, I'm going to work with Rachel. Sounds like she could really help me in my coaching business. And I'm going to call CJ because he can help me with my web stuff. And I've just got these two power people on my team because of this one thing that we did this one time. So I just want you to recognize it's small steps that all add up. And let and recognize your own sales process has small steps that your website can use to lead people along each step until they do business with you.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, that thing about infinite time, because before you said that, my thought as a I always put on the hat of the listener, right? Instead of host, because that's where I get my good questions.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, as you're talking about, like, and you want them to see your client testimonials and you want them to see your blog. And I put the hat on and I go, oh my God, I don't have all that stuff. So I can't start a website yet. First, I got to go create video content. Then I got to go get all these testimonials. Then I have to start a blog. Then I have to. So what do you say to that person who's like, oh my God, I need all the things first before I start a website?
Absolutely. That takes us back, you know, multiple steps to what we were saying several moments ago, which is don't let your own like imagination of what the thing should be or could be stop you from moving forward. Because today, what does it need to be today? Is it a logo and an email address and a phone number? That's good. Tomorrow, you're going to think, oh, let's add this. Oh, let's add one of these. Oh, let's add this. And I have to tell my clients all the time, let's launch now. Let's launch now. Stop trying to come up with more stuff for us to add first. You know why? Because Google likes it better that way. Because your customers like it better that way. They would rather that today your website was this big, and then tomorrow you added this, and then the next day you added this, and the next day you added this. Your website is growing over time. Guess what? Just like your business is, just like your life is. It looks more organic, it looks more natural, and Google actually likes it. If Google sees that your website is updating itself every other day, every couple weeks, because you keep adding more stuff, that encourages Google to come back and check your website more often to see if you have new stuff for them.
Wow, I had no idea.
Google.
Wow, I had no idea. You just blew my mind. Like, if that's all that people hear, please hear that. Like, build your business website as you build your business.
Yes. I have to tell people all the time, your website is alive. We kind of are, even though we're not in this place anymore, I think a lot of us are still coming from the place of corporate America, and we're going to design a brochure and we've got to make sure every letter is exactly correct, because when we approve it and we hit print, we've got 10,000 copies of this brochure. Right. And then if we find a typo or something in our business changes, it all goes in the garbage. Well, your website doesn't work like that. Your website is alive and it changes and grows just like your business does. So we publish today whatever is true and helpful for today. And then if tomorrow something changes or we find a typo, you fix it, you change it, you add it, and you've just improved it. It's a series of improvements over time.
So good. I'm so glad. I really think that's the nail on the head right there, is we improve as we go.
Yes.
And let's just release the perfectionism and get started.
Yes.
So with that said, CJ, like, how do we get started with you? If people want to know more about you, where can they find you? How should they get started?
Absolutely. I would love for you to start with that complimentary course I was talking about. It is mywebsitesafari.com. mywebsitesafari.com. Maybe you'll put a link to that in the show notes.
I can absolutely do that
underneath this video, and they'll find it that way. mywebsitesafari.com. Guess what it is? It's a landing page. Guess what the only thing is you can do there? You can watch a little video that tells you why you want to do this, but then you put your name and your email in, and I'm going to send you the first video. And you're going to get, there's seven videos, you're going to get seven emails. You get to decide whether you want them every day or whether you want one every 3 days. It's all about how you want to take one step at a time. This is my motto, take one step at a time. It's easy to get stuck in the jungle. Let that perfectionist mindset stop you from moving forward. Take one step at a time. I literally have a turtle sitting next to me on my desk that reminds me to take one small step at a time, because sometimes it's the only way that you can move forward in your business.
I love the turtle. I use this. When I was really overwhelmed one time, and I'll never forget this. This was forever ago, probably like at least 25 years ago. And someone said to me, with perseverance, the turtle made it to Noah's Ark. Just fine. 2 weeks later. Like, yes.
Absolutely. Have you heard about the elephant? Have you ever heard the question, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Exactly. So I've got the turtle and the elephant right here to help us take one bite at a time and take one small step forward in your business today.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, CJ, for being here. This was an awesome episode. I cannot wait for people to get connected with you and to check out your website and to do your free course. So really appreciate your expertise, your knowledge, and your advice today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Start with the free course and then come on over to the YouTube channel, Ask a Web Geek. You can go to askawebgeek.com to get a link to it, or you can just search YouTube for Ask a Web Geek and you'll find it that way. And I've got questions of all kinds there that you can get answers to right away.
Beautiful. Well, everybody, remember, life is a journey. You're the one in the driver's seat. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Life Coach in Your Pocket. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast player. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, or if you're looking to get involved in one of my coaching programs, you can reach me directly at coachrachelbailey.com. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.